You're listening to Collaboration's coverage of the 2016 Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. Our next interview is with the cast and crew of The Unbidden, a new narrative feature from director Quentin Lee. The Unbidden is a supernatural-themed drama and thriller starring Tamlyn Tomita, Elizabeth Sun, and Amy Hill. We sit down with the cast and crew, including director Quentin Lee and his actors, to talk about the film, what it was like making it, as well as Asian American films and the festival. So let's get to the interview. Hey everyone, I'm here with the cast and crew of The Unbidden, a new horror movie that's premiering here at the LA Asian Pacific Film Festival. Can you just go around and introduce yourselves?
I'm Quentin Lee, the director. It's actually Unbidden is actually a supernatural melodrama thriller, which is fine. It's a horror genre, but the trailer was cut to for like horror fans. Okay. And people say, oh my god, it's so scary, this film. It's not. It's just totally not scary. It's a fun movie. It's like Sex in the City with a ghost.
Oh. She just led with
and
that.
And I'm the Sarah Jessica Parker character. No, I'm not. My name is Amy Hill, and I play Rachel. I'm one of four best friends, right? Four best friends. We're the older version of the younger ones that you will meet in the movie. And I'm a medium in the film, as well as one of the best friends. But I'm the one who sort of brings all of these things out that create the drama.
Hi, I'm Akemi Look. I play the young version of the character Kat, who is also played by Julia Nixon in the present-day cast. And you'll see my character in the flashbacks of when we reveal what actually happened in the event that they are experiencing.
Hi, I'm Hayden Cito. I play the present version and the only version of my character, Derek, in The Unbidden. And I am the mysterious young man who shows up during these ladies' wonderful seance, and I happen to know every single thing about them. And yeah, he's just full of surprises.
Are you like a ghost?
Guess you have to watch the movie.
All right. Can you tell us more about just the film in general, the synopsis?
You mean the story?
Yeah.
Well, basically, it's about four best friends, you know, since childhood. And one of them, played by the character as Lauren, is a mystery novelist. She's played by Tamlyn Tomita. Mm-hmm. And she's been haunted by ghosts at her place. Then one of her best friends, Amy Hill, played by Amy Hill, Rachel, says, hey, you know what? Let's try to get rid of the ghosts. We need to have a seance. And in the middle of the seance, this young guy showed up. It's Hayden. And Hayden shows up and with a gun. And he says, hey, you know what? I know one of you is my mother. And I want to find out what happens to my dad. And basically from that, the whole evening sort of unravels, you know, these women's lives. And they're all bound by, like, a secret that you'll find out in the movie.
Okay. So how did you guys all get brought onto the project? What drew you guys to it? And
well, I have been good friends with Nari for a long time. We both love horror films, and we do something kind of like horror and interesting. And I've known Amy for a long time. Worked with Amy. I always want to work with Tamlyn. I want to work with, and actually Hayden I met at an audition. So when I put this project together, let's wrote this role, these roles for these older women where we can have two generations of Asian American actresses. So the idea that sort of came, that's how that was the genesis of the film. And then I casted the movie myself between me and Nari because we knew everybody. We wanted to be in the movie. Mm-hmm. So we just said on the script, hey, do you want to be in this script? And they all said yes. And Hayden, I remember actually at an audition for a teen film that I was supposed to shoot but didn't go through. So I remember, oh, maybe I should cast him and see what he's up to. And then he's in Hong Kong. I saw his Facebook. I was like, oh,
yeah,
take a look at this
script.
Sucks,
but yeah. Let's try it out.
Yeah. So it's actually the movie designed to sort of like, use sort of more established Asian American talents, but also sort of like introduce new Asian American talents, like, you know, Akami and Hayden. So that's sort of the thing I want to do.
And then you have a very great cast of well-respected Asian-American actors, and like Amy and Tamlyn, what drew you to this film when Quentin asked you?
Well, I wanted to do this movie because of the talent involved. I know the older women really well, and I've never had the opportunity to work with them because we are usually auditioning against each other for that one part that might go to an Asian or an African-American or a Latina woman. So that was one aspect. And also I knew many of the younger versions of us in the show, and I thought they were wonderfully talented. And I didn't get to work with them, but knowing that they were in the same movie with me and working with Quentin, I knew that they would be remarkable. And I was, you know, given the opportunity to play something that I'd never played before and challenged with that. And, you know, it was just the genre was something different for me. I was really excited about every aspect. And it was going to be a very short shoot, so all of us were able to fit it in to our schedules very well.
That's awesome.
I don't know how he did it. 12-day shoot, correct? 12 days.
That's just skill.
I don't know.
Skill.
Yeah.
Awesome. And how was it like to, you know, play younger versions of these actresses? Did you have to, you know, see what they did and model yourself after them, or is it like...
Yeah, so I played the younger version of Julia Nixon, and Julia and I met up before the beginning of the shoot and discussed aspects of our character, Kat, that we both wanted, different behavioral things that we wanted to bring to our character so that you know, that the audience would know that we were playing the same character. And also discussed sort of like what kind of trajectory that she's had since the event, and mine the layers of the character, because our character is very complex. She has a secret, and she's kept it for a long time.
And Hayden, what was like acting with all these amazing Asian
Oh, I was
actors.
Spoiled. You know, get all the hot Asian mamas like dragging me up and down the stairs while I'm unconscious and throwing me on the bed, tying me up. You know, it was fantasy come true. You know, I called my mom right away. I'm like, Mom, man, you wouldn't believe what just happened. Like my childhood just violated me in the best way possible. But no, it was great. It was being on a set of this scale, such as like a smaller scale, like there's no really much time for introduction, and there's no time for like, oh, let's get to know each other. It's like, let's get to work. You know what I mean? And it was such a learning experience doing that, especially with a powerhouse like Tamlyn Tamida. Like first day, like we were just in character already, barely spoke it like as, you know, out of character. So it was a great experience to act with one of my childhood inspirations.
So a lot of our audience are, you know, aspiring creatives, people who might have a spark, maybe they want to be an actor or director. What kind of advice would you say to them about, you know, especially from Amy, from someone who's been in the biz for
a long time. Well, you know, I find that when I'm speaking to young Asian American talent, they are coming from it at a better place than from my generation, because there wasn't really anybody around in our generation. So a lot of us hadn't done the training that the kids now are doing. I mean, they really are well-trained and talented and very focused. And I think my generation, a lot of them just sort of fell into it. Maybe they were going to check it out, but maybe they should have something to fall back on. Asian American, I should probably have that job in the Macy's at the same time that I'm doing theater at night, you know. It was really a hard choice to make. I always felt like I had no choice. So that's why I stuck with it. Because I did think, what else can I do? And I had no other skill. So, but I studied really hard. That's the other Asian American thing. We study really hard. We show up on time. We know our lines. We hardly complain. I've learned to complain a little more as I got older. But that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we have what it takes to be in the industry. We just have to get the industry to realize that we're here. So I think we need to shout out more and complain more and say, we have a right to be here. And I want all of the young people coming up to feel the same way.
Yeah. And it's great to see, you know, you guys playing characters that people can see on stage or on the screen and go, like, that's something I want to do.
Yes. Right? Everybody can. Just it takes a lot of hard work and sticking to it.
I'll add something because I just think a lot of kids now, they're trying to make films. And I just think, like, the best way to be a filmmaker is just to make films. Because especially now with video cameras being so cheap, I just bought a 4K camcorder for, like, $600. And, you know, with something like that, you can totally shoot an entire feature on it. So it's just really just picking up the camera and doing it and not being so afraid, because now it seems like there's a lot more, the whole entertainment system is a lot more complicated, right? And people say, oh my God, you should ask this person, talk to this person, see what it's like and get all this feedback. And you know what? Just, if you want to be a filmmaker, just pick up a camera and make a film. Mm-hmm. To the best of your ability, and you learn to be a better filmmaker as you make more films. So.
And a similar thing for actors, I think, act whenever you can, wherever you can, be it a student film audition, be it a, in your living room reading a play with your friends, just try to act as much as possible, wherever, whenever, for the experience.
Well, for most... What advice I would give to actors that are coming up, Asian American or not, is that you need to figure out why you want to be an actor and why you want to do it. You know, it's not just being in front of a camera. It's not for vanity. It's not for money. You know, if you're thinking about money, it's only the top 1% that makes money. So you need to figure out why you want to do it, and it has to be driven and fueled by love of the craft. And you need to want it as much as Kobe Bryant wanted basketball. You know, he had time away from his family. I'm not even kidding. Like, he spends time in the gym away from his family to be a better basketball player, and that's the ferocity you have to attack this blood sport with, because acting is a blood sport. It's not fun. I mean, like, when you're out there and you're struggling, you're eating shit for years. I mean, pardon my French. I mean, before you even get your first job, it's freaking difficult. You know, you can move to California, you can Instagram pictures of palm trees all day. It doesn't mean you made it. You know, I watched 80% of my friends go home. And so you really, really, really need to go out there and you need to do it and work on every aspect of your craft. And there is no time for bullshit. That's my advice.
Also. You also need to live a life, because sometimes, you need to read. Mm-hmm. You need to... go out into the world, watch people, see people, because those are the things that feed you. Life experiences also feed you. Absolutely. As an actor. I know since I became a mother, I think I became a better actor, because I'm so tired sometimes that I have no filter and I'm able to access places that I never accessed before. So, you know, all of the things... Unless you have a passion for it, it really doesn't make any difference at all. All those things don't matter. You have to just have a passion, and the passion is also for life.
Absolutely.
So what's next for the film after the LA Asian Film Festival?
We're pretty much going to be going to distribution already. So internationally, a Korean company called Ninus Entertainment is selling the film internationally. They're taking it to Cannes, the film market, and then we're on the verge of making a domestic deal for the film. So it'll be on Netflix and all the usual suspects, VOD.
Awesome. Congratulations.
It's hard to get distribution, isn't it?
It is hard, but it's like, I'm so...
Quentin's like, not for me.
Not so easy for Quentin.
I have to get my film distributed no matter what.
That's awesome. So,
for mere mortals, but not for Quentin.
So for all our listeners who can't make it out to the LA Asian Film Festival tonight, I guess you'll be listening to this next week. So you probably missed it, but you'll be able to see it soon on streaming. And
follow the film on Facebook. It's just Google The Unbitten on Facebook and like our page. And that's where we post most of our news.
Check it out. They have an awesome cast, a great director, and it's coming your way soon. So thank you so much
for talking with us.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the premiere.
Thank you, Marvin.
Thank you. And that was our interview with the director and cast members of The Unbidden, which had its premiere at the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. For more information, check out their website, theunbidden.com, to find out where they'll be playing next. Thanks so much for listening to our coverage of the 2016 Los Angeles Pacific Film Festival. I'm Marvin Uy for collaboration.org, and please check back soon for more from the festival.